Is it clear yet if this exponential rise in data centers and the sort of uptake of generative AI has led or is leading to an increase in carbon emissions?
I guess we don't know yet in Australia how that is going to play out, but there are lots of people and industry groups raising concerns about whether data centres might impact on Australia's ability to meet its climate targets. For example, the Australian Industry Group, AI Group, they raised the concern that if the demand is so high from these data centres, they're worried about what that might mean for other industries that also use a lot of energy.
Mm.
And they're also worried about whether the increased power demand might mean, for example, that coal-fired power stations are kept open longer than they otherwise would have been without this growth.
So experts are raising concerns about how much energy these data centers need to operate. They're also raising concerns about water consumption. Is it clear how governments plan to address some of these issues to ensure that they don't have long-term implications for the environment and climate?
I think we're yet to see governments really tackle this issue head on. And it certainly doesn't feel like, as a member of the public, we have much say in what's happening.
Mm.
But I think it does kind of pose a bigger question, which is we're going to use all this energy and all this water. What are we actually doing with this generative AI? And I guess, is it worth it? Is it worth that? All those flow-on effects. And that's something that hasn't really been talked about a lot.
Do you think we could see community opposition to these data centres because of those impacts?
I think we have started to see that in other countries, places like the US, where they've been a bit ahead in terms of the rollout of these sorts of facilities. We haven't seen a lot in Australia, but we have in the last couple of weeks seen industry groups like AI groups starting to raise concerns. It's really only been a couple of years. People are really only catching on to this issue, what it means for energy and water. It may be something we start to see over time.
It is a fascinating issue. Thanks so much for your time, Petra.
Oh, thanks for having me.
That was climate and environment reporter Petra Stock. You can find more of her work on theguardian.com, and we've linked to her latest pieces on data centres on the Full Story page. That's it for today. This episode was produced by Miles Herbert. Sound design and mixing by Joe Koenig. The executive producer of Full Story is Hannah Parks. If you like this episode, don't forget you can subscribe or follow Full Story wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also leave us a review. I'm Noor Haidar. Thanks for listening.